You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits, WPTF Talk Radio. We are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina. And we've got a great program for you once again today, folks. Mac is back. Helen Mack, our volunteer state president here at AARP North Carolina, returns to the show, this time to talk about the important work the organization and volunteers are doing across the state this year, as we are now roughly the midpoint part of the year. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, we always like to begin the show on a casual note, and I'm joined here in the studio, as always, with my partner in crime here, co-conspirator, what else can we call you, Jason? Esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Mike. You're far too kind.
I see where the true talent here on this team lies and give you all the credit. I'm really excited to have Mac with us as we're now the mid-year. Can you believe we're halfway through this year already?
It's flying by.
It truly is. And we're having quite a year at AARP North Carolina. Our staff and volunteers are doing a tremendous amount of programming and outreach to people to help make life better for people as they age here in the Tar Heel State. I have to say, Jason, we're a little bit off today because we're beginning a little earlier. Now, those of you listening may not realize this. This is a pre-recorded show. And we typically record late mornings. We're a little bit earlier today, beginning around 10 as opposed to 11 or 11:30. And a little secret here, Jason, our guest, Helen Mack, is not really a morning person.
Oh, no.
So, however, 10 o'clock is a pretty good time for her still, too. She'll let you know if she's unhappy if it's before 9, typically. That's like, all right, don't invite her anything before 9. But that's all right. You'd never know because she's not only a professional at all times, but she's also just a wonderful person to be around, no matter what time of the day it is. Jason, got to ask you, do you consider yourself to be a morning person?
I don't prefer the mornings. I'm perfectly functional, but I find that I'm way more productive in the morning. So it's just this push and pull, I guess, with me.
Okay, that's understandable. I'm thinking about this as I was driving in this morning, and I definitely, I think most of the time I'm in a morning person. And as I got thinking about it and reflecting not only in that question, but the fact that today, as this program is airing, Jason, it is Father's Day. And interestingly enough, my ties to being a morning person have to remind me a lot of my father. As I've shared with you and our audience before in the show, Jason, my first job, not an on-the-books job, but one where I was getting paid and, you know, did have to do it on a daily basis in the summers, was working with my dad on his truck. He had a Wise potato chip route back in the 80s, and that's how I spent a number of summers, beginning, I guess I was around somewhere around 7 when I started, and I guess he got rid of the truck route when I was like 13. So, you know, a number of years in a row, that's how I spent my summers. And every day was different. Every day was a little adventure. I have a lot of great memories with my dad during those years on that truck route during those summers, and earned a bit of money, which was always great too. But no matter what was going on, no matter how different some of the days were, every day was always the same at the beginning because we had a little routine. And that involved getting up early in the morning, you know, around 5 in the morning. It was still dark out. Get up, he'd wake me up, you know, I'd brush my teeth, get dressed, you know, head on down, try to shovel down in my, you know, down my throat a quick breakfast. And we'd go out the front door, Jason, and we'd walk out the driveway. And we lived in a suburban neighborhood, but we were right next to a farm. And there was farmland right next to us and right across the street. And my dad had an arrangement with the farmer to park his potato chip truck across the street on the farmer's property next to a barn. And we'd walk down this little dirt road a little bit, and you'd hear the chickens kind of getting, you know, hearing the commotion of us walking and all that, and the crickets and all that. Still dark out. Get to the truck, hop in there. And it was one of those trucks, Jason, where it just has the sliding doors in the front. You know, a UPS truck, box mm-hmm. truck. And there was no passenger seat. There was just, we would stack up cardboard. We'd fold the cardboard boxes, and I'd sit on that and try to sleep. And my dad would put on 1010 Winds Radio, which was the big AM talk station or news station up there, up in Jersey, and get to the warehouse. We'd load up that truck. My dad always liked to be first in line. We'd load up the chips and stuff that we needed for the day, and we'd head on out to our first stop, which almost always included a cup of coffee and a buttered roll and all that. And every day was a bit of an adventure. And I'll tell you, Jason, as we're talking about Father's Day, it's amazing to me. I never thought back then that, wow, when I think about Father's Day, when I think about my dad, this is going to be like the most cherished memory that I have, you know? And it's just because it was the one-on-one time that I had with my dad during the time. You know, we had such fun experiences, such fun moments, a lot of aggravation sometimes too, or, you know, working in a, you know, air conditioned box truck, aluminum truck, in the summer with the doors open, trying to get air through. And man, some of those days just seem to drag on so long. And, you know, my friends are at the beach or at camp or doing whatever. And sometimes that was frustrating, but most of the time, you know, it was just an adventure. And looking back now, It's pretty amazing that how much I cherish that and how much I'll remember that. And to this day, Jason, every time I take my kids into a 7-Eleven, I am brought back automatically. It's like I'm 7 years old again, getting a Slurpee, because especially when we go up to Jersey, we actually visit some of those same stores we used to put chips into. And what an experience that is to be there with my kids. They're getting Slurpees, and I'm there looking around going, wow, this place hasn't changed all that much.
Very cool.
And here I am with my kids having a moment very different, but also very, very much the same. And Dad, if you're listening, I love you. I'm always going to cherish those memories. They were really fantastic. And whenever I'm there getting a Slurpee with my kids, it's not only a wonderful, comforting memory to relive, but I'm also paying honor to the time that we had together. So that being said, Jason, I'm really, really pleased to announce that we've got back with us on the show Helen Mack. Mack has been serving as our volunteer state president for a year and a half now. She's been volunteering with AARP both in North Carolina and nationally for much, much longer than that, though. And this is her final year that she's going to be serving in this position as our state president. And I'm really, really happy that we're having such a great bang-up year at AARP North Carolina, and there's nobody better to talk to about all that work than her. So, Helen Mack, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's great to be back with you, and what's curious is my connection to my father was through coffee also, and you know I am still passionate about a good cup of coffee, and mine came from sitting on Daddy's lap, dunking bread and buttered bread into his coffee. So that's true love.
That is. It's amazing how those little moments just can stick with you, isn't it?
Yeah. But you're right about how time is going quickly. It is difficult to believe, but I guess as we get older, it's a shorter period of our lifespan, and so it feels like it's going significantly faster. And we've certainly been active at AARP this year.
That's right. Mac, the last time we had you on the show, it was the end of 2023. We had just finished up a really big year. We had a new plan for 2024, and we're now at the midpoint of this year. So how is AARP North Carolina and our volunteers doing this year?
Well, if we're going to rate it from 1 to 5, I'd say we're on 5+ at this point. We're into advocacy big time. Chris Brandenburg, who was new to his manager position, has got us organized so well with a cadre of volunteers across the state focusing on legislative issues related to those of us who are aging. And we've got a campaign rolling on voter engagement that includes Social Security issues and caregiving and getting people to understand the differences now in what voting is going to look like in North Carolina, because there have been a whole bunch of changes. And then in each one of the regions, there's been a massive amount of outreach being done. We do all kinds of workshops, in-person presentations and virtual. There's a virtual workshop in one of the areas that's on cooking that reaches across the country. And then in person, they're doing workshops on brain health and caregiving. Technology, Charlotte is really rolling on technology issues. And then veterans issues have become really important. And we have a veteran military family committee that's doing amazing work, including attending a summit just last week or so. And then on top of it all, we have to do a lot of concern about fraud prevention because it seems that it's rampant. And we, AARP, is really concerned about helping people not fall into those fraudulent practices that are out there, seemingly more so now in the technology age than ever before. So we've got lots of issues we're working on, and they all roll around the value of us as we're aging. And we know there are a lot more of us doing it, and we're doing it for a longer period of time. So it's more and more important as the days go by.
I have to say, Mac, I share your pride in the work that our team of staff and volunteers are doing around the state. And a couple of quick notes just to color in a little bit more of what you just shared with everybody. You know, just so folks know, our voter engagement work is nonpartisan. AARP does not have a political action committee that endorses candidates. So we just want to make sure people know where to vote, you know, how to vote, because we have had changes and want to make sure that those who are seeking office understand issues that are important to people who are 50 and older in our state. And then also, Mac, you know, to put a numeric number on what you just shared as far as all the outreach is doing, I just looked through everything yesterday. And as of right now, here in North Carolina, we have 230 events, activities, and volunteer trainings that are taking place all around the state already on the calendar, either have taken place or are set to take place. And there's more to come after that. And those are all free programs. You know, you don't have to pay for anything, and you don't even have to be an AARP member to go to these things. They're just programming that is shared with us. In the last 30 seconds or so that we've got here, Mac, anything really stand out that as far as those programs go that you're particularly proud of seeing in that Triad area?
As a matter of fact, one of the things we're doing in the Triad is something called Walk with the Doc. And, you know, aging has its issues, but we can be very healthy and our longevity can be really impacted by the personal choices we make. And walking is one of those. And the Walk with a Doc is a national program. And we have a doctor who walks with us on one of the trails here in Winston-Salem. And we get a presentation on some aspect of health. And then he walks with us on our mile and a half walk out and back. So that's really been interesting for us because it gets us actively out in the world and hearing about how we can take care of ourselves to make our older years valuable and remain active.
And it is Walk with a Purpose times two for sure. And I'm so glad you picked that as an example. When we come back after this short commercial break, folks, we're going to continue our conversation with Helen Mack. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion for a future guest or topic, please send us an email. AARP Without Limits at AARP.org. We've been speaking today with Helen Mack, who serves as our volunteer state president here at AARP North Carolina. And we've been talking about what a bang-up year we've been having so far with so much outreach and activity going on throughout the state. Mack, one of my favorite moments of this year so far has been Empower You, which was the statewide conference for AARP volunteers that we had back in March. And we did a program that we aired here on Without Limits, featuring interviews and clips of that program. You played a really important role both in planning and executing that event. Looking back a few months later, what stands out to you in terms of how that conference has had an impact on the volunteers throughout the state and the work that they're doing in the community now?
Well, the reality is Empower You really was a highlight for us for this year, including the fact that it was put together by an amazing team of people, including staff and volunteers. And that got the energy level started. And when we were there, that energy level continued with presentations by national people and local people and the state people. And then the commitment was what we were going to do with what we were learning and the knowledge we were picking up over those couple of days, how we were going to carry that out into the community. And it's been amazing to see what's going on in each region, including, I think for me, this might be the highlight. Those days, we had a discussion on livable communities and what was going on with housing in the United States and what was going on with housing in North Carolina. And from that, those very few days, up comes a committee that's across the state that's going to focus on housing. And they've already met and started planning about what it is we can do as AARP volunteers and staff here in North Carolina to look closely at housing and how we can improve it here. And for me, that's the highlight, Mike.
I'm so glad you use that as an example, Matt, because I wanted to ask you about the work you've been involved with on livable communities. And we've talked about this topic on the show many times. We had Mary Bethel of the Coalition on Aging recently to talk about All Ages, All Stages, NC. What's your perspective on the momentum that our state has taken in the last year to make the state more age-friendly since the governor signed that executive order last year?
Well, what's interesting to me is now people are talking about all ages, all stages, and the value that comes from when you're looking at issues that impact older adults, the same issues impact everybody. So it really is all ages. And I think that executive order really has become a kind of a roadmap for us to be continually working on making our communities more livable. And I think each community has a their own focus, and that's valuable because it's what the local people want to have happen. And there were so many people across the state involved in that those issues are forefront in their minds as we go ahead. I think the number of people involved means that it's going to have a better chance of really getting some things accomplished.
I agree completely. And I have to say, and I've said this on the show many times already, I have been genuinely surprised and inspired by the momentum that began right when that executive order was signed, because shortly after, you know, there was a statewide stakeholders meeting, there were working groups that were established, a steering committee, all these working groups, committees, subcommittees, all getting together to develop recommendations for what the state could do to help the state be a better place for people of all ages and abilities. And now we're at the point where the governor's getting the recommendations. State government's getting it, so they can begin to use our tax dollars in a way that's more prudent to meet the demand now for aging as well as the future. And it's just been, again, inspiring to see that. And like you said, this isn't, you know, a state approach. This is about local. This is about how life in your local community can get better. Mac, people listening may not be aware of just how important and instrumental volunteers are to AARP. And as you being volunteer state president, what message do you have for those who have some time and would like to volunteer?
What's interesting to me about AARP volunteering is you can volunteer at what your schedule looks like and with the things you're interested in. And we've got so many issues: fraud prevention, caregiving, brain health, so many things that you can volunteer. And not only do you present information to the community that's really valuable on making their lives better, but you also get a lot back yourself, because we already know from research that the value of getting out in the community and volunteering, you get as much back as you give. and your time is so valuable that we really appreciate in AARP people making the choice to work with AARP and those issues around aging.
Mm. Mac, one thing that I don't like to talk about is the fact that this is your last year as state president. And while you are irreplaceable, we do need to recruit a new state president to lead our work beginning in 2025 and beyond. Our recruitment campaign officially began at the beginning of June, and we're now accepting applications for this important position. For those listening who may be interested, but maybe like to know a little bit more, what can you say about the role of state president, what's involved, what the commitments like, and anything about the experience?
The experience has been amazing, and I'm really telling people that the people you meet across the country who are involved in AARP are pure gold. I have never met so many dedicated people as I have through being this president in this role for these couple of years. You know, the role really is a liaison between the staff and volunteers. And you're really the lead volunteer, and you deal with all of the issues that are important nationally and across the state. And you lead an amazing group called the Executive Council that's made up of leaders from across the regions who are just as involved and know the value of working for older adults and how that impacts the community. We attend staff meetings, we do all kinds of things together. And more than anything else, we focus on being strategic about making our work for the people in North Carolina.
Perfect. For those who are interested in learning about that, if you go to our website, which is aarp.org/North Carolina, you'll find information on what the volunteer state president role is, what are the types of qualities and experience that we're looking for, and how to apply. And that application process is going to be open for the summer till the end of August. So do take some time to take a look at that if you are interested. Mac, in the last, say, 10 seconds here or so, what are you looking forward to for the remainder of the year?
I think that what I'm looking forward to is us getting more involved with voter engagement so that people across North Carolina know the changes that are happening in voting in our state, and get making sure that the issues that the politicians deal with relate to what's valuable to us as we age. I think there's nothing more important than being a democracy and making sure we're out there voting and knowing how to vote, how to go about finding where you vote and how you vote. It's really important, no matter what your party is, making sure that you have a say in what's going on in our country.
Okay, very well said. Mac, thanks so much for your words today and for your time. That is a wrap, folks. I want to thank Helen Mack for being our guest. Thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.